Right. Well, basically, it was approximately 4 o'clock in the morning when the lady who was in her bed, she heard a noise, which was a back window being broke. So she got up out of her bed, and basically she was confronted by four males who had entered her home. Now, she was put into the living room, and one male held her at knife point while the other three males ransacked the house. They were obviously looking for cash. Now, they basically didn't get anything that they're aware of, but when they left the house, they basically cut her telephone lines, so left the lady very isolated and vulnerable, so she couldn't call anybody for help. And so help was only made available to her whenever the carer called after 7 in the morning. So a terrible ordeal for this very elderly woman. And she's obviously very traumatised by what has happened. And this has a major impact on her health and her well-being going forward.
Says that there was links to other break-ins in the area that night. Is that... would that be true?
Yeah, well, there was three other possible attempted break-ins in the same area on the same night. So they're trying to link them to this occasion. Yeah, so obviously, like, coming up to Christmas now, there's a heightened spate of these break-ins, you know. So I, as a counsellor, just making people to be aware, to check out for elderly neighbours, elderly parents, anybody who's vulnerable in your community, to just check in on them, you know, and make sure that they're locking their doors and hopefully keeping themselves safe in their own home.